So pick up some other passages that are pertinent to the story that we'll be looking at. But the message this morning is entitled, Triumph Over Tragedy. Here in the book of Judges, we see the account of the life of Samson. Samson was a big man. He was a powerful man. He was a mighty man. But he was also a man. And because of that, he fell into sin and he destroyed his life and his witness. Look with me this morning at Judges chapter 16, verses 16 through 21. Please stand as we look at the Word of God. Judges chapter 16, beginning with verse 16. The Word says, "And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death." Now, I don't want any men to say amen, because they can relate to a nagging wife or anything like that. But he says that he told her all his heart and said unto her, "There hath not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." And when Delilah saw that he had told her all of his heart, she sent in calling for the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come upon this once, for he hath showed me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in her hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks from his head. She began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he woke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." And he winced not that the Lord was departed from him. Father, bless your word. Speak to our hearts today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Here we see a story of triumph over tragedy. The story of Samson is a truly remarkable account in Scripture of triumph and tragedy. And sadly, in this case, in Samson's life, tragedy won out over triumph. Samson had been blessed by God with remarkable strength, remarkable talents and abilities, and God had a purpose. God had a special purpose and a special plan for Samson's life. And yet, we see that through sin, Samson lost God's power in his life. Through sin, Samson lost God's blessings, and ultimately, Samson lost his very own life. Through the story of Samson, we are reminded of what the Lord can do when we commit our lives to Him, when we yield our lives to Him. And we can also learn that apart from God, we will only experience despair and defeat and disappointment. Now notice it was through the influence of Delilah that Samson was enticed and tempted and drawn away from the Lord and fell into sin. It's important that we be careful who we allow to have influence over our lives today. You see, because sin will always take us further than we want to go, keep us longer than we want to stay, and cost us far more than we ever wish to pay. You see, sin costs something. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And tragically, we see that reality being played out in Samson's life in this passage of Scripture. Here we learn that while we are in the will of God, we can experience the power and presence of God in our lives. We can experience the peace of God that passes all understanding in our lives. We can experience the blessings of God, as we know the Word tells us that we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. But the flip side is also true. We learn that when we are outside of the will of God, we experience the loss of God's power and presence in our lives. We experience the loss of the peace of God in our lives. We experience the loss of the blessings of God in our lives, because apart from Him, the Word says, we can do nothing. So here in this passage of Scripture, we can learn some things from the story of Samson. First of all, this morning, we can see the worth of Samson. We can see the worth of Samson. In chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, it says, "The children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah, the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. He shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Here we can see God's plan for Samson's life before he was even conceived. Before he was even in the womb, before he was even born, God had a plan, a special divine purpose for Samson's life. Samson had great worth to the kingdom of God. Samson had been born with a purpose, with a plan for his life. Samson had great potential for the kingdom of God. He had a remarkable ability that could be used for the Lord in a wonderful way. He was born as an answer to prayer. He was born a Nazarite, as was our Lord. He was to deliver his people out of the Philistine conquest. You see, the Israelites had turned away from God. And because of that, the judgment of God came and the Philistines had conquered them. And for 40 years, they lived under the conquering of the Philistines. And here Samson was to be a part of God's plan to deliver God's people. He had God's blessings and he had God's power in his life. But yet, something happened. He allowed himself to be tempted and enticed. And he allowed himself to be drawn away from the Lord. Samson, he decided to concern himself with following after the lust of the flesh, with following after the desires of the flesh, rather than following after God's desires for his life. Samson, though he was big and though he was strong and powerful, his strength was not in and of himself. His strength came from God. His power came from the Lord. God was the source of power and strength in his life. It was God who gave him his power, and it would be God who would take that power away from his life. You see, his strength was not in and of itself. His strength came from the Lord. You see, as believers like Samson, we too have great value and worth in our lives. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. It's a wonderful plan. It's a perfect plan that God made for you before you were even conceived. Before the very foundation of the world, God knew you. And He knew the plan that He would have for your life, a plan for you to serve Him, to live for Him, and to honor Him with your life. And so we see that it's easy for us to start to begin to rely upon ourselves rather than rely upon God. That's what happened to Samson. Samson allowed his heart to be tempted and enticed, to be drawn away from the Lord. He began to rely upon his strength and yet stopped relying upon God. And we see that because of that, devastating consequences occurred. The true measure of our worth and value is the power and presence of God in our lives as we lay down our lives and surrender our lives to commit to Him and to follow Him. The Word tells us to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and to follow Him. The Apostle Paul said it this way. He said, I must decrease and He must increase. In other words, I need more of God in my life. I need less of me. I need less of self. And I need more of God in my life. We must rely upon Him for the strength, for the help, for the hope, and for the direction that we need in our lives. Like Samson, God has given each of us a divine purpose, a plan, a perfect will, a perfect plan for our lives. And we can seek to know it, we can live in it, and we can walk in that perfect plan, or we can dismiss it and go our own way. But true happiness and peace cannot come from living for self. True happiness and peace only comes from Almighty God. So we see, not only here can we see the worth of Samson, but we can also see the weakness of Samson. We can see the weakness of Samson. Now understand, prior to Samson's fall, the words weakness and Samson did not fit together in the same sentence. Samson was known far and wide for his power. This man who could go to battle and have victory over 1,000 Philistines was a mighty man. He was known far and wide for his power, for his might, and for his strength. But it was not himself who gave him that power. It was the power of God at work in his life. So here we can see the weakness of Samson. In chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, it says, Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman there, a daughter of the Philistines. And he came up and he told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among all my people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleases me well. And then in verses 4 through 6, it talks about when the lords of the Philistines came to Delilah, this woman that Samson so thought that he so desperately needed in his life. And so as he now has Delilah in his life, we see that she was using him and she enticed him to find out where his strength lied. And we know that his strength came from his hair. And when his hair was cut, his power was gone. So here in this passage, we see the weakness of Samson. Samson was the picture of power in his life. He was a wonderful example of what God could do in a life that was surrendered, that was committed, that was consecrated to Him. Then something happened. Samson met Delilah. Samson, when he brought Delilah into his life, then he began to stumble and fall. Samson's his strength could have been his greatest asset, but his physical strength ended up being one of his greatest weaknesses. Though he was physically powerful, he proved to be spiritually weak in that moment when he needed God the most in his life. And the Bible tells us that the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Samson tried to depend upon his own strength rather than God, and that proved to be a terrible mistake in his life, but it's one that's so easy for any of us to make at any time. It's during those times in our lives that we are closest to the Lord that we are the strongest spiritually. And it's during those times in our lives when we are the furthest away from the Lord that we are the weakest and the most vulnerable spiritually. And it's only a matter of time during those moments in our lives where we have strayed and wandered from God that we will experience a despair and defeat in our lives. You see, God is never pleased when we depend upon our own strength and ability and fail to walk by faith. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. Now, it's interesting that the Bible would say walk by faith and not by sight because Samson lost his sight. His eyes were put out. So the very thing that he depended upon, his sight, he lost his sight. You see, God has a way of taking away and removing those things that we think that we're so dependent upon, so that ultimately we would depend upon Him. Samson lost his sight. His eyes were put out. Satan knew the weakness of Samson. Samson, this mighty man who could defeat 1,000 Philistines, had a weakness for Delilah. She had deceived him. She had deceived him in order for his hair to be cut. And when his hair was cut, his power was gone. And the Bible says in verse 21 of chapter 16 that when he lost the power of God in his life, that he didn't even know it. The power of God was gone. And tragically, Samson didn't even recognize and know that the power of God was gone in his life. You see, Satan knows our weakness too. Satan knows our weaknesses in our lives as well, and he will come at us in every way to exploit our weaknesses, to deceive our hearts and our minds, and to destroy our lives. The Bible says Satan has come to for what purpose? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. To steal your joy. To kill your faith in God, to destroy everything that is good and holy and righteous in your life. Satan knows our weaknesses and he will come at us. Therefore, we must put on the full armor of God. We're to put on the full armor of God and in the power of His might that we might overcome sin. For you see, we will either overcome sin or sin will overcome us in our lives. This world, there's no shortage of believers whose lives have been destroyed, whose witness and credibility in the Lord has been destroyed because they have been overcome by sin in their lives. Many believers today have lost their power. Many churches today have lost the power of God and lost the effectiveness of their testimony and their witness because of being enticed by the things of this world and their ongoing courtship with ungodliness and worldliness. You see, light and darkness cannot and will not mix. One will always prevail over the other in our lives, and we are to walk in the light of Christ. We are to seek Him and let His light burn bright within us. And through sin and worldly ungodliness, that light within us, that Christ within us, that light of Christ, because of sin and ungodliness and worldly influence, it begins to burn ever so dimly. It begins to grow more and more dim until eventually there becomes no difference between the way the church lives its life and the ways of the world. So we see the worth of Samson, we see the weakness of Samson, but tragically this morning we can also see the waste of Samson. In chapter 16, verses 16 through 21, we see how Samson's life was wasted. We see how God had great plans for him, and if Samson would have only abided in the Lord, the Word says, abide in Christ and we will bear much fruit. Samson wasted so much. And tragically, this world is full of Christians who were once on fire for God, but they have allowed the poisons of this world to seep into their life and to draw them away from God and render their witness and their spiritual usefulness for Christ ineffective. Samson, who once used his life and his talents and his abilities to serve the Lord, now is busy throwing his life away. He's busy pursuing worldly things and squandering the talents and the plan and the purpose that God had for him. He's throwing it all away at a time when his people desperately needed godly leadership. At a time when his people desperately needed an example of righteousness and godly living before them. You see, because his hair was cut out, his hair was cut, his eyes were put out, he was shackled, he was bound, he was chained, and he lived in humiliation, and he lived in shame and defeat until his very death. He would turn back to the Lord at the very end. In verses 28 of chapter 16, he turned back to the Lord, but yet tragically, he never fulfilled God's plan and God's purpose for his life, and his life was tragically cut short. This mighty man of God, he ended up being a casualty to the spiritual warfare that was raging in his life. Samson's tombstone would forever read, "Here lies a defeated Christian who missed out on many of the blessings of God and allowed his heart to succumb to evil rather than the goodness of God." What a tragic epitaph for Samson. What a tragic epitaph for many believers today when God has so much more for you and I to live for. If Samson would have only kept his eyes on the Lord, if Samson would have only kept his heart focused on the Lord, he would have been used mightily for the kingdom of God. He would have been used mightily to deliver God's people. He would have avoided so much heartache and pain and humiliation and devastation and ruin in his own life. It's too late for Samson today. Samson made his decision and he had to live with the tragic consequences of his decision. So it's too late for Samson today, but it's not too late for you and I this morning. We must ensure that we keep our hearts and our minds firmly fixed upon the Lord Jesus. How do we do that? The Word says that He will keep us in perfect peace when our minds are stayed upon Him. Thou will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee. You see, the lesson that we have to learn, church, is that the things of this world will not bring lasting joy or peace. Only the things of God can bring lasting joy and peace into our lives. Satan desires to humiliate and defeat us, and he desires that we would squander our lives and waste our lives living for the things of this world rather than living for Jesus Christ. What a compelling story this morning of both triumph and tragedy. It's a story of triumph because of the blessings that Samson enjoyed while he was living for the Lord. It's a story of tragedy because of the shame and the scorn that Samson experienced while he was living outside of the will of God. And ultimately, in Samson's life, tragedy won out over triumph. You see, unlike Samson, we don't want to stand before the Lord wounded, defeated, and blinded by sin. Instead, we can, in Christ, live victorious and be triumphant and echo the words of the Apostle Paul where he said, I have run the race, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. In Christ, we can experience triumph over tragedy. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, today by the fact that when we abide in you, Lord, in your hands upon our life, and we're seeking the will of God for our life, and we're seeking your face, Lord, that you will lead us. You will lead us through the minefields of life, that you will steer and shape our lives in the way that you would have it to go. Father, I pray that, Lord, that we would always seek to follow you rather than the things of this world. Lord, we can look at Samson's life and see how he was drawn away from you and the devastation and the pain that it caused him and his people as a result. Father, our desire this morning is to be faithful. Our desire this morning is to follow you and to seek you and to live for you in a way that brings glory and honor to your name. Help us to never rely upon ourselves, but help us to always rely upon your power and your presence in our lives. Have your will and your way in this time of invitation. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.